Dear reader, before you throw this awful book to the ground and run as far away from it as possible, you should probably know why. This book is the only one which describes every last detail of the Baudelaire children's miserable stay at Heimlich Hospital, which makes it one of the most dreadful books in the world. There are many pleasant things to read about, but this book contains none of them. Within its pages are such burdensome details as a suspicious shopkeeper, unnecessary surgery, an intercom system, anesthesia, heart-shaped balloons, and some very startling news about a fire. Clearly, you do not want to read about such things. I have sworn to research this story and to write it down as best I can, so I should know that this book is something best left on the ground, where you undoubtedly found it. With all due respect, Lemony Snicket.
Hostel Hospital, written by Lemony Snicket and performed by Tim Curry. For Beatrice, summer without you is as cold as winter. Winter without you is even colder. There are two reasons why a writer would end a sentence with the word stop, written entirely in capital letters. Stop. The first is if the writer were writing a telegram, which is a coded message sent through an electrical wire, stop. In a telegram, the word stop, in all capital letters, is the code for the end of a sentence, stop. But there is another reason why a writer would end a sentence with stop, written entirely in capital letters, and that is to warn readers that the book they are reading is so utterly wretched that if they have begun reading it, the best thing to do would be to stop. Stop. This particular book, for instance, describes an especially unhappy time in the dreadful lives of Violet, Klaus, and Sonny Baudelaire. And if you have any sense at all, you will shut this book immediately, drag it up a tall mountain, and throw it off the very top. Stop. There is no earthly reason why you should read even one more word about the misfortune, treachery, and woe that are in store for the three Baudelaire children, any more than you should run into the street and throw yourself under the wheels of a bus. Stop. This stop-ended sentence is your very last chance to pretend the stop warning is a stop sign, and to stop the flood of despair that awaits you in this book. The heart-stopping horror that begins in the very next sentence by obeying the stop and stopping. Stop.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。